Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, October 10th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Governor Newsom wants to raise taxes on oil companies to lower consumer gas prices. Another major corporation leaves Chicago. Putin sending missiles into Kyiv, Ukraine. A new survey ranks the most popular dog breeds in the USA. Also ahead, Biden, Putin, and nukes. But first, California Governor Gavin Newsom calling for more taxes on oil companies to lower prices at the pump. Newsom claims corporate greed is behind historically high energy prices. However, Californians pay the most fuel tax in the country, $1 of every gallon sold in the Golden State goes to Sacramento. Florida Governor DeSantis, by comparison, has announced a gas tax holiday to drive down prices. Tyson Foods, the latest to leave Chicago. More than 1,000 employees will depart for Arkansas by the end of this year. Other corporations ditching the Windy City include Caterpillar, Boeing, even the Chicago Bears are moving to the outer suburbs. Executives say violent crime is behind the big business exodus. Since Mayor Lori Lightfoot took office in 2019, homicides are up 40%, assaults 30%, carjackings 300%, and you may need a car to get to work. Russians fleeing to nearby countries to avoid the draft instituted by Putin, but they better not flee to Kyiv, Ukraine, because Putin is sending missiles targeting civilians there. It is one big mess, as the Kremlin is embarrassed because Ukraine is kicking its butt. Putin is a dangerous man. An annual survey from the American Kennel Club listing the most popular dog breeds in the country. Here they are: the poodle, German shepherds, golden retrievers, French bulldogs, number one for 20 years in a row, the Labrador retriever. Welsh corgis have risen to number 11, and Holly the terror dog is very happy about that. 40% of all homes in the USA have at least one dog, including mine. In a moment, my dog is appalled by nukes. Right back with that.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Are you worried about nuclear war? President Biden warning that Armageddon closing in. And he's not talking about his administration's economic policies. No, he's suggesting nutty Vlad Putin may unleash nukes on the Ukrainian battlefield. Now, this is unsettling. Old Joe gets daily intelligence briefings, so is that theory held by the CIA and the NSA? Impossible to answer that question, as Biden won't address it. 60 years ago, as you may know, President John F. Kennedy was openly advising Americans to build fallout shelters, and some did. I was in seventh grade and remember our nuke drills. At the nun's signal, the kids would hit the floor and cower under their desks. Not sure how that would slow down radioactive fallout, but questioning the sisters about nuclear physics would not have been well received. Back then, it was all Nikita Khrushchev's fault, as the Soviet Union had partnered with Fidel Castro to put ballistic missiles in Cuba. Kennedy said, "Nit," a major confrontation brewed. The homely, rotund Khrushchev finally backed down, postponing a zombie apocalypse. Unfortunately, nukes are back. Putin is getting his rear end kicked in Ukraine, as I reported, and the humiliation is causing him to act out. Yes, his nuke bluster should be taken seriously, but President Biden is making mistakes. First of all, talking about Armageddon empowers Vlad. The diminutive dictator wants to frighten the world, so why help him do that, Joe? I am assuming the USA has privately made it clear to Russia and to China that any nuclear attack will result in massive damage to those countries. If you read my book, Killing the Killers, you know how awesomely destructive American weaponry is. At the same time, President Biden should publicly make it clear that NATO will only tolerate so much insane behavior from Putin. But let's stop the nuke rhetoric. Finally, back-channel discussions with Russian generals are taking place. This is a key. Putin's power is greatly diminished after the debacle in Ukraine, and his oligarch allies know Vlad is an unstable mess. The world would be far better off if Putin would retire to his Dacha. If he resists, maybe an unfortunate accident. Sadly, I have no confidence Joe Biden can handle Putin. Obviously, Biden is not JFK, and he's also not Trump, who did deal with evil Vlad pretty well. No, Joe is Joe. We got what we voted for. It's not Armageddon, but it's close. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Legends. You will like it and learn a lot. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ArcSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today is Columbus Day in the USA. Well, parts of it anyway. 13 states have banished Columbus Day. However, the Italian explorer is widely acknowledged as the first European to formally discover the New World. The Vikings floated around, but nothing was made official. Recent polling says half of Americans do not know the true story behind Columbus's discoveries. Here's how the voyage of Chris really went down. After working as a sailor, Columbus believed he knew a better route to Asia. To reach the Far East, sail west. He lobbied monarchs across Europe, finally securing money from the Spanish crown. King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella agreed to finance the trip, offering Columbus the title of governor for any territory he discovered along the way. In 1492, the 41-year-old captain set sail with a crew of 90 men. 5 weeks later, they made landfall on an island in the Caribbean. It was named San Salvador, which is now in the Bahamas chain. At first, Europeans thought they were in Japan. Writing about the Carib Indians he encountered, Columbus said, quote, "These men, wherever they are from, ought to make good servants, for they repeat very quickly whatever we say to them," unquote. In 1493, Chris returned to Spain. He was granted the title of Admiral of the Oceans. During his lifetime, Columbus led three more expeditions to the New World, but he never accomplished getting a western route to Asia. Chris died in 1506 at the age of 55. Historians believe he likely perished from arthritis. And here's something else you might not know. Columbus obviously is not as popular as he once was. According to a poll published by Newsweek, 80% of Americans under the age of 30 want to ditch Columbus Day for Indigenous Peoples Day. The swap would end the annual celebration that dates all the way back to 1792 and honors Italians in America. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.